You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So here we are. This is from Charlie. Despite COVID-19 being a rapidly changing virus, there is still limited research around preventing transmission rates. Dr. Stella Talich, an epidemiologist at Monash University, has led a recent meta-analysis into which preventative measures have proved most effective across the world. One of the most prevalent statistics found in the study was that mask wearing could reduce transmission rates by up to 53% in certain areas. Dr. Talich spoke with Charlie, who started by asking what the study involved and what limitations were found.
We've conducted a systematic review, which is a big study of multiple studies in which we wanted to look into the effectiveness of a range of different public health measures in reducing incidence of COVID-19 and also the transmission of the virus. So pretty much we've screened over 35,000 papers, and there were not many high quality studies that we could involve that would meet the inclusion criteria. 8 studies in particular were involved in meta-analysis, which is a quantitative sort of analysis where we combine all the data from the total number of studies and then we see what's the overall effect of the intervention. I have to say that studies were limited. Most of them were observational, which means that there was not a lot of experimental and interventional aspect to these studies. They do have their own limitations, as we all know, and it's very often very hard to understand what's the real effect and causative factor of the intervention, given that some of them were retrospective. So in that case, we don't know what occurred first, whether the intervention or the outcome. So that's one of the major limitations. However, there was a randomized controlled trial, so an experimental design that has confirmed that face masks are effective. Those particular results were not statistically significant. Having said that, those results do point to a clinical or public health significance of the effectiveness of face masks. Overall, the 3 measures that we were able to quantitatively assess, we found that there is association with the efficacy in those interventions to reduce COVID-19 incidence. However, we have to be mindful that that evidence is still limited, and we do need more experimental studies to confirm those results, which I believe there are another 2 randomized controlled trials that are on the way. And hopefully they will confirm the same results that we found.
So was the mask wearing reduction the most prevalent finding from your study, or were there other findings?
Yeah, mask wearing and physical distance, and also hand washing, although we do believe that there is effect probably coming from a bundle of measures or combination of measures, because it could be simply that people who tend to wash their hands more frequently, they're also the ones that wearing the masks and being more compliant and adherent to other measures. That's something that we could not really work out from the data we had. However, those 3 measures seem to be associated with the reduction, so they seem to be working. But as I said in the paper, we need further experimental research and further investments into public health overall to be able to test those measures and confirm and inform health policy.
So if the mask wearing reduction continued to provide the same evidence, would this be something that government should look into mandating?
I can't really say about mandating. I would definitely say that it should be recommended for people. We definitely know that there is some effect. It may not be as big as we've seen from observational data, but a lot of researchers and scientists would agree that very often in observational studies, we see the effect being overestimated. So this occurred probably in our review as well, given that studies that we've included were mostly of observational nature. These measures are cheap, they're sustainable, and they don't do any harm. And therefore, I would definitely say that, given the variants that we're currently seeing in the virus and given the, areas in the world where vaccination uptake is not really high, these interventions should really stay alongside vaccination as one of the, main preventative measures.
So for just individuals trying to reduce transmission, is that the best course of recommendation for them?
From the current evidence that we've got, which, as I said, it's limited, we believe so, yes. In areas in which you cannot physically distance, in closed space, in areas where there is low vaccination uptake, and in areas with high population density, based on our findings, we do believe that additional measures to vaccination, such as the ones that we've investigated, so washing your hands frequently, physically distance if you can, from people, especially those that have symptoms, and also wearing a mask is very important.
I saw as well from your study, it looked at large population groups like the US and the UK. Yep. Is there a possibility that in smaller populations, the reduction rates could be higher?
It's a very good question and a very hard one, I have to say. We don't know just because of the limitations of the study. Some of them were surveys in which they've asked people retrospectively, were you wearing masks at that time? And where, you know, they tried to track how they behaved. So it's very hard to say that the same reduction or bigger reduction would be seen in smaller areas. I can't really directly answer to that. But what we know from experimental studies is that, and even the ones that are coming from Bangladesh, for example, at the moment, where they've done experimental study in high population densities and also in some smaller villages and areas in Bangladesh, they've seen reduction in the spread of COVID and incidence of COVID with wearing masks. Although it was a lot smaller than what we found in our study, there was still some level of protection, which is very promising.
So as it was noted, there are a few limitations of how much evidence is available at the moment. Moving forward in sort of global analysis research of COVID-19, will this play a big part in determining which reduction strategies are more effective and should be used?
I think this study will definitely inform some further developments. I think that the public health measures or non-pharmaceutical measures, they do have central importance in pandemic control, especially when we talk about respiratory virus. And COVID-19 has been a quite challenging virus as there is a lot of asymptomatic people which also transmit it. So having a good public health response and public health measures that are implemented in the population, it's really crucial. What is really striking is that lack of investment in public health measures. There was just around 4% of global research funding that has gone into COVID-19, and there is very limited research into public health measures, and that's really surprising. So I'm hoping that this study will directly inform, you know, relevant authorities that we really need to invest more. We need to look at the barriers to why people are not conducting such studies. So I'm talking about scientists and researchers across the world. But I have to say that there is a positive development from a recent initiative by the World Health Organization, which sort of calls out to strengthen the global evidence to provide more actionable and evidence-informed guidance on those measures for decision makers, which is crucial.
That was Dr. Stella Talich from Monash University speaking with Charlie about her new COVID-19 study.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.